Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hampton, Fred Hampton Jr., two of my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clear. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to Cubs. Back at the party, Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit rolled. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther Cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Ooh,
get easier. Ooh, y'all, things get brighter. Someday, yeah, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Help me, please.
but he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
there's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those loved the most. You know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe, I believe we're gonna make it one day, brothers. I believe, I believe, I believe, sure enough, I truly.
Shot at, trying to get chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it. Spot where we belong, that's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where do niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs get it free, and you gotta be a G. At Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet nights, time to unwind so much.
Free them all. Okay, I'm trying to get today's date. Today's date is what? What's today's date?
August 24th. August 24th, Tammy.
Yes, indeed. Right on. Okay, y'all, we locked and loaded, y'all. Let's get this live going on. Man, I need one more time. I know I've been playing this song a lot. If I can get that one more time, so I can come on in. This that fast dance steps one more time if I can. I'm ready to roll. If I get one more hit after that, y'all come on in with us. Tune in live with us. Show body in the building. I see y'all as far as in the building. Stanley Owens, so come on if I can get that. Ooh child, things are going to get easier. Ooh, child, it's going to
get
easier. Right on. Yeah, on deck. Queen Luby, I see in the building. Lee Gaines, I see you coming in. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all bear with us, y'all. Let's see this here.
Yeah, I'm going
to on this one here, man.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are gonna get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are gonna get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone.
Saturdays, it's an honor. We're going through some rough times. But you dig? That old saying, if it ain't rough, it ain't us. You know what I'm saying? And I said some, I commented the other day. I said, you know, see, I was born under stress. I wrote best under stress. And sister said, well, you know, that's, you should try to give, you know, stop, you know, living under stress. We should, you know. And I said, and I hear you on that. I heard on that. However, I think they said, like, maybe in war, one of the effects of being in the war, you I think they call it fight or flee. And you just you get used to that shit, you know what I'm saying? Constant battle. And the deal is that I'm honored to be able to have something worthwhile to engage in a battle about. And I say this with no, not in no disparaging type of way or degrading type of way. But I say this in a way that I do not want to be counted amongst the people, generations to come, if there are generations to come, if we still here, that my epitaph say, you know, my main concern was who I rode with, the Confederate or the Yankees, the Democrats or the Republicans. What was my options? Was it an individual getting a job that is not the trickle-down benefits we can't connect to the masses? Or does it, or my resume says that what I felt was what chicken tastes best. Chick-fil-A or what have you, Popeye, whatever the case may be. That I can have in my resume, you know what I'm saying, that I took a stance and fought for some principle dynamics, you know, some contradictions that even my adversary, even the one that's responsible for all these contradictions, all the ones that we said, the ones we mentioned, the ones we don't mention, that registered in their memory banks, even, you know, so even in the case that we're not victorious, that they registered in their, you know, so they put a notch down. We gave them a battle, and also to provide a template, a prototype where people can look forward, say, okay, cause this is going, how do we deal with this before, you know what I'm saying, and help provide that example. So that's why, you know, again, I'm not a masochist. You know, we don't look for, we don't just get up on, you know, going through these struggles. But the deal is, it's reality. It's reality. It's, you know, it's here. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, some of us, as I mentioned to a brother earlier this morning, matter of fact, he was, you know, commenting to me that, you know, he's going to explain the campaign to others in a way that they may can grasp, because they really not hip to a lot of stuff that I'm saying. And I said, I'll grant you that. Having the same breath, as I told some brothers when I was locked up, when they would transfer me from one place to another, I know a lot of times people come to consciousness at different stages in the game. However, the deal is, the vanguard cannot retard, we cannot slow back or hold up the learning process. Because the reality is, the counterinsurgency, the state, they ever develop, and they constantly coming with tactics. You know what I'm saying? We just can't say, hold on for a minute. You know, let me catch my breath. You know what? Let me get over this let me get over this Tuskegee experiment before you hit us with this crack phenomenon. Let us deal with this. Let us sum this up. Let us get our families back together. Let us. Before you start, you know, locking us up, kicking through our doors again, and before you call us something new or wrong drugs, before you change it, before you drop another propaganda bomb on us, when you come with a Young Thug, or, you know what I'm saying, or get us sidetracked, we trying to, you know, hold on, don't deny Mumia Abu Jamal medical attention, don't try to give him no poison inside the prison while I make sure, see if this is a sidetrack about Meek Mill. In, you know, Philadelphia, let me, you know what I'm saying, or why try to figure out what's the, you know, what chicken tastes best? You know, could you just hold up on what Imam Jamil Alameen is going through? Could you just put a stop on the C numbers cases, Jerry O Nigga Dunnigan? Could the state tell the cartel, you know what I'm saying, listen, hold on, this relationship gonna put on cease, you know what I'm saying, before any more mercenaries are flooded through our community. Let me get over this last thing. My cousin just not hearing about William O'Neill. So before, you know what I'm saying, but you know, we didn't know about Agent Provocateurs, and I didn't know about this article. It just came out, you know, about Ferguson, how there was, you know, some people out in the Fed prison now because individuals and organizations were set up by the government to distract people. And now that I got to look back and say, I remember when Chairman Fred came down here and he made a distinction. He took an unpopular position. They took an unpopular position when people were saying, well, we need to all work together because it was euphoric for an image of black people just becoming, a lot of people had never seen black people. They ain't never seen black people just together. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never seen no black street organization. They ain't never seen no brothers around no garbage can burning wood with cans of bottles or half a pint of white port. They ain't never seen no black church. I mean, their soul giving. That's long seen a revolutionary organization. Have no frame of reference to that. So a lot of people's position is, hold on, let's make this out to what it is. Let this suffice for, I've never had that type of meal, so let me make this Popeye's chicken burger, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been deprived of grandmama's cooking. I ain't never had no chicken, so this is the best chicken in the world because I ain't never seen it. For the record, we sympathize. We sympathize with those who have been deprived of that. We sympathize with them. We sympathize with those who have never seen a black man or, you know what I'm saying, their first contact. They never seen a black woman, never seen a family unit. We sympathize with them for that. However, the reality is, line is moving. And if nothing else, I'm going to quote this with that TV show Greenleaf. And the character that Oprah was playing, she told the guy that posed been, there was a Mac, Uncle Mac, who posed been, he was abusive to the nieces and nephews, and it was told by what happened to him as a child. And she said something to the effect that, I don't know what mom and daddy done to you, but you passed this shit down like it's a family jewel or something. So if nothing else, for the future, at least be honest and say, man, hey, man, it's an opportunity for you to get and see what I didn't see. And if you can't come to grips with that, recognize the fact that we're not compromised. We know the potential. We know the potential this can bring. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, there were those, there's a book called Black Confederates. It talks about those who escaped. And don't finish the sentence, though, because I know y'all hear about that slavery escape. You automatically think they left from the South to the North. No, this talks about some of those who escaped, who ran from the North back down to the South to be on the plantation, to go back and be a master. There were those who went against the liberators, who, you know, turned, you know what I'm saying, got out on them. There are those that would tell you of the inconsistencies and the contradictions on the plantation, how brutal it is. There were those who have access to, you know, saying, to resources and say they, you know, they can make it on their own. There, you know, there were those who on the Maroon Islands. There were those who made deals. There were those who said, "I'm going to leave here. Cause I can't. I can't see where's master at." And there are those who feel they have the luxury of time to back and forth and debate with people. A lot of people call me, "Champ, just talk to this guy." So not understanding the security risk, you know, what we're dealing with. The writing is on the wall. Context clues. And the deal is, we are on the stage in the game. You know what I'm saying, where the consciousness is being heightened, something in a reactionary sort of way. People are telling you where they at. You know what I'm saying? If People want to keep, you know, people want to constantly backtracking. Well, let's go back in. Sun Tzu said in The Art of War that the cardinal principle of warfare is to know thyself and know thy enemy. Other communities have an advantage, and maybe seems a disadvantage, but to acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as you come to grips with this, there are people who try to distract you. You're talking about all the rainforests and it's all what's going down in Amazon, about how the, there are those who are saying, no, this is the state. Why are you saying that you paranoid? No, because they came to us with offers before to get the land. Next thing you know, all these strange fires and stuff that's happening. You know what I'm saying? And then there are those who are coming to this and say, whoa, whoa, is it something you must have done wrong? Is some abstract reason? Is nothing, anything except putting the tail on the pig in the system, the state. And we have to come to grips with that. There were those who say, man, hey, they want to get you engaged in a whole bunch of what Chairman Frey referred to as intellectual masturbation. I had a discussion the other day, man, what type of, what you doing? What type of vegetables are you growing? God damn it, what they got to do with the fucking motherfucking September 9th foreclosure date on this motherfucking house? The particulars, well, was it the Portuguese, the English? Who kidnapped you? The Portuguese, the English, the Dutch, the English? Man, these motherfuckers is kidnapping us, man. They raping the motherfuckers. It's lines are drawn. You know? And some people cannot come to grips with certain things until it hit, the intense heat hits them. And some people need certain safe venues. And so we let certain discussions happen before we proceed to move in. Y'all let me know if y'all got any questions, a call, a comment, what have you. You know what I'm saying? You loud on Triple C Saturday. Lee Gaines in the building. I see you start rocking. Listen to Free of Mark. Yes, indeed. Right on. Rise in the building. All right, cool. My Dre on. See y'all in the building. Right on. It's Comrade Queen Death and the boards. So here we are. We on the countdown. Plain layman's turn. Matter of fact, I tell you what. Notice of sale. That's it. September 9th, 2019. There you go. There you go. That's it. So tell me they can rewind and watch it again. That's what they say right there. And writing, in court papers, yeah. Now, so we'll be, now I talked to Minister of Confrontation Pam Africa. We had a whole bunch of long talk. We had quality talk. She'll be coming in. Moving in, it's like Janine Africa. Just come out, locked up since 1978. Wasn't no back and forth questions. Well, what, you know, what where will I be staying at? Are there are you a Scorpio? Is that person's Aquarius? Who knows who? Who's what side of town? Soon they got the motherfucking word, because they have dealt with seeing contradictions, dealt with contradictions. Where motherfuckers dropped bombs on the community, came to put them up, take a community out. Just come out. Janet Africa, Janine Africa, just come out. Just get out. Let me say that correctly. Just get out. We're talking about locked up since August 8th, 1978. I'm talking about, well, it's another event going down in D.C., a representative move supposed to be there. Okay. Janet Africa, you there? Ramona Africa just come out the hospital, still going through the chemical biological warfare and effects of what happened. May 13, 1985. Matter of fact, somebody tapped, man, I should have called Pam when I was on the show. I moved too fast. Janine, going with Minister conversation, and the nephew got the little brother name. This is the one that called Mayor Al Wilson Good when he seen him. So you dropped the bomb on our family. It wasn't no, well, I want to go here. Well, how you going to Chicago? I'm going to D.C. One none of that. It's recognizing concrete contradictions. What's going down? You know what I'm saying? Man, I've been in situations where I get phone calls. Chairman, something just happened in Louisiana, New Orleans, man. Your bus ticket is waiting on you. You know, your bus ticket? Who ride with me? I don't know who dude is. Who am I security detail that day? You think when the state a roll call, you think they say, okay, man, officer such and such, Sloan, you were such and such. You think they got time to be making back and forth debate? The agenda is, no, we going to lock some niggas up today. We're going to lay some niggas down in the ground. Well, man, stick, man, it's home. You think, you know what I'm saying? They get the call, okay, about water, Navy, man, okay, switch it, hold on, propaganda, stick, switch up, airborne, okay. You think it's a debate? You think Colin Powell under one administration, they say you're going to be you're the first. We need an image. Get all them medals. Yeah. Pack this. Stick them on your chest. Yeah. Well, put your resume about how you participated when they bombed Panama and killed 40,000 black people alive. We need people that aspire. We need the role model. Yeah, Joint Chiefs of Staff. You think they got time to debate with motherfuckers? Or, hold on, man. We ain't got, you know what I'm saying, with this dude, you know what I'm saying? We got General Schwarzkopf. Hey, man, it's a machine, man. Need a black face up here, man. Enhance that history about him coming from Harlem. That's a trigger word with them niggas. They hear that word, they gone. Run them. Next administration. Okay, we gotta have these meetings, you know what I'm saying? Oh man, what kind of face could we put? Secretary of State. Call him out. Well, that was yesterday. Stick and move. There's an agenda. There's a business to be handled. You have a call of duty. You understand, man, understand what this is. You understand what the Black Panther Party laid out, and you understand basic mathematics. Goddamn it, the whole is bigger than the part. The whole is bigger than the part. The whole is bigger than the part. You think it's just about some subjective ass shit? Oh man, my daddy's house. Dude is here. Took a brother through it yesterday. Took the uncle of Laquan McDonald. He called his boy. He said, man, I'm really impressed. I meant to see how you, what y'all doing out there, the community and all that. Man, y'all know what this is. Last year this time, what was going on right here. I'm telling you what we, you do a before and after picture of the fuck we done did, make a Jenny Jones commercial look like nothing. Look like nothing. And how this turns out, I want you, man, take notes. And you see, don't let these motherfuckers switch up history. Field Marshal George Jackson told you about Bill Cosby and Soledad, bro. They talking about Jackie Robinson, this great thing, how they try to get Jackie Robinson to go against Paul Robeson, and they switching up history like a motherfucker. And the reality is, this ain't no new shit by no diversionary tactics. The McCarthy hearings, where they was labeling motherfuckers communists and white people's famous actors' careers was messed up. That's how a lot of people read. That's what a lot of people think about the McCarthy hearings. Now, they don't know about the black folks that was getting knocked off, murdered, you know what I'm saying, starving to death. You know what I'm saying? How they say, if you think what they going through, you can imagine the fuck we going through. You look at, they tell you, oh, this white person lost her job because they was labeled the Red Scare, the communist. Do you know what the fuck Paul Robeson went through? Do you know about Jackie Robinson, the denouncing of him? The McCarthy, the Negro dogs, they sicked on motherfuckers like Paul Robeson? To a career destroyed. You want to know what the Negroes that stayed away from him? How he related that to the masses. One just, no motherfucker to my man. hold on, stop this. This is not right. Paul Robeson got to go back into the theater. We want to see him get an acting job again. Whenever the light hit him, it reflected. He reflected it back to the masses. Recognize any benefit that you have. We had told situation a few years back at the Field Museum. It was a situation from Mos Def and Tyrese Motherfuckers' death on the stage, and it was some contradictions. And the position was laid out that anyone has the opportunity to have that light on you. We have an obligation to reflect it back to the masses of the people. You Cham, I seen you on the front page of the Chicago Tribune. You and Mother Conrad is real good. You think we just gonna I'm gonna shout out just me and my mom? No. The community, the people. You think when I was on the Dave Chappelle show, when I almost got locked up for going for that motherfucker unannounced? You think, hey man, it's about me, my homie? No, the fucking people. Cause that's the base. That's the lifeline of this shit. I was in Galesburg concentration camp. They had a Black History program. They come in with the usual run around. They talking about Michael Jordan, the usual suspects. You see how they go in school, so you can imagine I do it in prison. They still attack him. That's right. They tore down Paul Rovers in high school. They still attacking this one after he's dead. Well, look at the conditions he was living in. What he had to deal with. The sacrifices he made. We in Galesburg. So they're having this event. I told y'all about this before, but it's still relative. That's one thing about this politics. This shit ain't like milk. It don't get stale. It still stands. You dig? So I mentioned something. I said Black History Program. Shit. Black Panther Party, Chairman Frazier, you know what I'm saying? Who ain't locked the joint down? Lock it down. Negroes looking at me, man, you messed up the, we used to get such and such, you know. Matter of fact, chicken. I don't know if it was Popeyes or Chick-fil-A. No, this was penitentiary chicken. So that's the deal. You ain't got me, no. See, in certain things, the politics of certain shit. Like back in the days in the 70s, they said, man, shit, white woman in the Cadillac, you free. They had no particular year Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? It's a politic to that shit. So it's a politic to chicken. So they say, lock the joint down, say, come on down. They say, come on. They lock it down. Lock the joint down. So Negroes around, but they upset. Man, they serve us chicken. The Black History Program. We go over there talking about Dr. King. Go get the chicken. That's all they come on saying. Get the chicken. So they upset and everything. So I'm supposed to be a bag. I don't fuck with they. You know what I'm saying? So I asked one. I said, man, you got 3-4 noodles in the cell, don't you? Yeah. I said, you got some noodles in the cell, don't you? Huh? So it's not a question. See, you got to ask some of these questions why these people want to go back on these plantations. You say, you got resources, huh? What is it what you want to keep that you want to go back to this shit? You know what I'm saying? You got another option. You know what I'm saying? What is it? You know what I'm saying? Again, there were those who ran away from them to get back south. Now we get back down to the unit. I'm flashing back on this like it was yesterday. They like to join down. They come, they click, say, prison guard said, the warden wants to see, excuse me, before the guys say, man, the warden is looking for you. I said, this is a penitentiary. What do you mean looking for me? This is a controlled environment. What do you mean looking for me? Like they couldn't go, man, tell them to go to the warden office. And I asked the guy who was known stool pigeon. I wasn't trying to be offensive and I said, hey man, I don't even know where it's at. I know you be up there a lot. You know, y'all be, you know, just you being a lot. Why you say that? I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just saying, it is what it is. I don't know where it's at. When they come to get you, okay then, because I ain't know where it's at. I want to invade or what? I just don't know where it's at. Take me up there to the warden's office. Damn. They throw the video. of the event and show me speaking. Say, you see this? Yeah. What do you have to say for yourself? I said, I'm trying to struggle with that. She said, what? Struggle what? I mean, talking so fast. Sometimes I get passionate with it. You know what I'm saying? I get caught up. She said, oh, you have to say? I said, yeah. I said, I'm trying to work on that so people can so I can emphasize. I'm talking about the free breakfast program. Then people can be clear on that. You know what I'm saying? I think I'll be talking fast also because I'm so used to getting cut off radio stations and events being shut down. It's kind of like a psychological thing with me. You know what I'm saying? People, or even I talk to people in relationships, I can see them blank out. I run them off. So I try to get what I can, get it out. So it's kind of like an impact of effect of what I've been through. So the warden said, well, you know, we understand this, your father, you know. But, you know, these events here, you know, this not for that. I can be very clear. Maybe y'all should lock me down somewhere before. And though it was not the Black Panther Party's goal or position, everything from there being black quarterbacks. See, look, y'all, I'm talking about, there's some relative new shit. Quarterbacks and even the discussion about some Negro owners. You know what I'm saying? The Black Panther Party, that atmosphere, said even Warner Saunders, who worked for NBC, talked about how he got his job after rebellion. See, all this trickles down back to the masses. The mood, I told us the war, even in some black wards, these are some concessions that came as a result of the Black Power movement. Now, you know what I'm saying? It's a fact. So we talk about these different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? Man, even the Negro police, you think that they just gave these, this was a response. See what I'm saying? It's a war tactic. You go back and look, you think when the colonialists came and were attacking the indigenous community, you think that they just said, we want to hire some scouts, some Native scouts, so we can be have an affirmative action program or be reflective of the Pawnees and the Shawnees. So, no. They said, man, who in the fuck can track down these motherfucking Geronimo or the Apaches? They wanted to say, man, how can we integrate into this community? Who is that? Pocahontas. Who can connect with her? How can we, you know what I'm saying, how can we draw some, you know, get this image that we want so we all for the same thing? How can we, you know what I'm saying, come with these different tactics, war tactics? Can we come with the bullet, but how can we come with some sugar-coated bullets? How can we move into, you know what I'm saying, with this war, without not even not being an acknowledged war. How can we sidetrack these motherfuckers from getting them from being distracted from some real deal business? Y'all feel free to call in the club in with us, you know what I'm saying? Let's make history. Let's take history. Lee Gang's in the building, I see you. Vegas in the building, I see you. Queen Nubia in the building, I see you. It's crowd, that's what it is, free them all. They talking about taking the building. This ain't no motherfucking secret. Yeah. There you go. Nah. Notice of sale. Chairman, he afraid because speaking kind of fast. I don't understand what he's saying. That's them telling you they plan. They coming. They talking about September 9th. They talking about taking the motherfucking the house of Chairman Free Happen grew up in. And all did is here. Let the record reflect who took what position and what, you know what I'm saying, and what's had history. What do you see as priorities? What type of conversation? What were you doing? You know what I'm saying? What were you doing December 4th, December 5th, 1969. You know, so what's your mindset? You know what I'm saying? And this is important also to put in context. Ready to stop in the field. I see you, Angel. 31st. You asked about them dates. The 30th and 31st, y'all. Matter of fact, we had a stroll yesterday. We want to go 3 days. We hiding the contradictions. This pool, this name after Chairman Fred. screaming. They told us, oh, we need to get some lifeguards. Now, y'all, I told you, we need some lifeguards. And some people say they still ain't going to do no. We still want to call it bluff, though. So we got to have this stuff done by today. And I'm self-critical. The flyers have not got done. Man, we got to change the flyers. I ain't going to lie. Cub and community love and coffee. I've been riding like a motherfucker up this shit. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to fight this motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? And I've learned a lot about people. You know what I'm saying? I'm steady learning. You know what I'm saying? And not only people, but history. See, a lot of times we look at this struggle so simplistic. You look back, oh, why we just don't get together? I remember this one, this white lady was talking. She was sincere. She's sincere. And she said, I don't understand by Cook County, how there's so many black people, how do they go for these situations? And, you know, and outside looking in, you'd be like, man, you know, it seems so easy to deal with. And I say, man, you just, the dynamics of the, some, you know, I think sometimes I can be over analytical. I not only, get, you know what I'm saying, I love the politics, but also my maternal grandmother, we used to tease up, whatever she told you was a long, long. I see her now, her glass is telling my mother, Deborah. But to analyze our situation, it's simple, but it's complex. You know, I mean, just you look at that shit. You look at the energy. You know, I wasn't even hip to the latest chicken contradiction. I've seen this phenomenal. I've seen this post. So, Melissa, you just came up. Your summation you put. Another sister, Tiffany, had put something up there between, you know, like even how people who concerned about this battle of the chicken, who tastes chicken tastes best, and they put this old Boondocks piece up. And outside looking in, you like, I can't believe that shit. Ain't no more, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a whole phenomenon, talk shows, energy, discussions. And then you look at it, you put it in context of how they give us, I mean, like, you know, motherfuckers, like, motherfuckers with millions of access. I mean, go type in how much money these people got that they got us debating about. It's like, I'm not doing the era of chattel slavery. The North and the South fight, there was some Negroes like, man, General Grant is this a great blah, 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 as opposed to General Lee and blah, blah. And a motherfucker like, man, while they get down, do you see any contradictions? I tell you what, that's not a hypothetical. Let's go, it's still reality. Because this shit is enough, it's rough enough to run wrong with this. Word was coming from parts of Florida about these uprisings going on, so on and so forth. I forget what particular year we're talking about, but there was these uprisings, I mean, just popping up. And it was making different laws were being put in place about how many slaves can be gathered, and so on and so forth. Anyway, there was this is yeah, it got word. I mean, this is even pre Reverend Nat Turner in Virginia, stuff popping up. They say one of the cats on the plantation on what's his name? Give me liberty, give me death. Not him. Patrick, what's his name? The one that said, what's this dude's name? Patrick, is it Patrick Henry? What's the dude's name? I guess a quote he said, I can't do this. He the one they try to uphold as opposed to reality, like the American Revolution. Because reality is the American Revolution, like, quote Patrick Henry said, okay, Thomas Jefferson actually said that the American Revolution was comprised of one-third who was against it, one-third was for it, one-third went whichever way the wind blew. That was reality. But it was give me liberty, give me death. That might have been the quote I'm looking for. But it was some quote that he said that the slave on his plantation, he's talking about from the colonialist American colonies, 13 colonies, was saying in response to Britain, like, hold on, man, taxation without representation. The Britain is taxless. It's wrong. And something he said, that Patrick Henry said in regards, it may have been, give me liberty, give me death. It was something he said that the slave on the plantation, hey, man, hold on. That sounds like some shit I can relate to. You know what I'm saying? And it's times like that that we've seen during Vietnam where people start talking about political prisoners, so on and so forth. We have to seize the time and say, man, what's going down in our community? You know what I'm saying? But they'll try to sidetrack us with chicken issues and other type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I recall it vividly. Vividly. And it's fun. It's something. And this chicken, like even when Oprah with the chicken, and they had it strategically said there were no more, the chicken was ran out, that you had to do at the file, you know, it became a whole with the tickets, with the coupons at, and you know, you say, you have to say, wait a minute, is it like, is it a question of they actually running out of resources? But it's a politic to it, it's a strategy. It's like even, like, you know, it can be correlated to, like, you go, what up, G, I see you, sir. Man, it can be correlated to that promoters of parties, they strategically have the lines to be, lay out long lines of people. You go past, you're like, man, what the fuck? It got to be going on. It got to be jumping up in there. Come, no more entry. Party closed. So now you chasing this shit. You're like, man, next week I'm being out early. You know what I'm saying? And you chasing this. You know what I'm saying? In the prisons, they will strategically lock the prison down, extra guards, you know what I'm saying? They will, when they serve chicken, you know what I'm saying? But only two to walk, no, I mean, it'd be a whole, man, I'm talking about, man, lockdown, security, everything, you know what I'm saying? Like Black Friday, that's why they like going out, exactly, I like going out there because it's a whole, it brings up a nastiness, like election, it brings up a nastiness. And it's not just with us, they know how to trigger, they can do it in any community, but I hate to see it, you know what I'm saying? I remember with hunger strike. That was my first hunger strike in prison. Big Muddy River. I remember this, man, this hunger strike. And it was approximately 10 of us. So we on a hunger strike. And they come through back in night, and we in isolation. This will really put us on the map in the joints. I'll never forget it. Brother Big Rashad, he's dead now. Good brother, though. They call him on the street. Come to me in a minute. But he was on the deck, and he said that he gained a lot of respect for us after that. They had took us. Guard that came through called one of the West had nigga or something to the effect. So we ended up not locking up. It's one thing led to another. We back in isolation. And I remember on that hunger strike. I remember the guards coming past the door and telling me, "Mr. Happy, you sure you're not? We have fried chicken today." And I said, "What the fuck?" I said, "What did you say?" And he said, "We got fried chicken." I said, "Check this out. I eat air burgers and water fries. For us, what the fuck you talking about? But just the politic of it. You know what I'm saying?" And see, they know how to, man, make up motherfucker chase certain shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's not absolute. You know what I'm saying? Man, like watermelon, some other things. You know what I'm saying? However, be clear. You know, these motherfuckers tell the whole dang old motherfucker thing over us and play these games. We got priorities. You feel what I'm saying? And the priorities, we got real deal issues, y'all. I just showed y'all. They talking about taking the house up to midnight. We gonna raise this bread. We gonna do what we got. We gonna get this address before then. Triple C's gonna be on 61st and Carpenter the day I believe. I gotta go to an Ogden party. Got things, you know, Larry and the guy. I missed Chief Malik thing last week. All this moving so fast, but we were very, very, very well represented. The people there, you know what I'm saying? I seen some phenomenal pictures up there. You know, and it's just something. It's something to see something instilled in generations of people who never seen some of these people, these men and women we talking about. And you know what I'm saying? And this is, I mean, just to have something. I sympathize with people who never had nothing to really believe in, that you have to suffice for. I mean, like, I even think that's what you fighting for, y'all. I mean, people say, man, the street dogs, but to have a belief, an ideology, at least I tell motherfuckers they're going to war, an army of fight. ASM Duncan, this guy went to the army, came back, got killed in the streets. I say, at least in the streets, motherfuckers say they you have been deprived of that. You know, you need something to believe in. We're trying to provide that. We're trying to give something to a community that has been deprived and push to the point that they, you know what I'm saying, that motherfucker tell you, man, that our major difference between me and you is you like Chick-fil-A, I like Popeyes. That's our, man, to be devalued to, as opposed to at least a motherfucker have a, man, even in death to have something, man, I fall for this, I still for this, I remember when they took us, before we talked about the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal in Galesburg, we made mandatory the political education classes. They said, Chairman, we want to do that. I said, hold it. Political education class. I want you to know who he is. We're fighting for some. Oh, man, come on, Chairman, man. Ooh, we got to go, man. I'm ready to do this. Hey, political education class. Lay it out. How to catch and grasp the significance of it. We got to politicize the people. Next thing you know, Spanish speaking cats, you know what I'm saying, Latin Kings and other cats in particular, they come through, they putting it up in the flyers in Spanish, the translating in Spanish. Next thing you know, toothpaste going up on the walls at night, flyers of Mumia going up. They have set up a date for Mumia to be executed in 1995. Man, nothing moved in that motherfucking joint. Shut that motherfucker down. They come on trying to isolate me. The whole, I mean, everybody don't, man, ain't nothing. If they, the opposition was, if Mumia don't move, we don't move. Nobody went to work, none of that shit. When they came through writing tickets, take them, motherfuckers was putting their head with pride. Motherfuckers was taking the tickets and shit, making copies of them, put them in their photo album. Motherfuckers who've been locked up for crimes against their community, crimes against their people. They have pictures in their photo album say, I got put in isolation for Mumia Abu-Jamal. It was a fucking honor. Why? The politics, we politicized them. When they try to say he's a gamer, they politicized. We want to hold this motherfucking attack up with pride. So yeah, they coming, motherfucker. You better bring your best. You better bring your best. It's a, I tell motherfuckers, we had certain force to be so fucking reactionary. Like, man, we don't dibble and dabble with these motherfucking small, this other shit, trivial shit. You think I want that shit on my epitaph? Such and such says, you think I got time for this bullshit? Man, listen, it was a major motherfucking action, Jack. You had that shit on your epitaph on some trivial ass bullshit. I ain't cut from that cloth. We ain't cut from that cloth. You motherfuckers want to sit back and they chose to live, man. Oh, my son says my son says they voted on for Obama. That's shit for you. Shit, that shit don't cut the bread here. What you stood up for? I stood up to give sure the son got a football job. And basically, shit, I'm the first one. Shit, man, listen, we are cut from the cloth. Of fighting for self-determination. Motherfuckers had a different walk in that motherfucker. They came with the attacks on Mumia. To this day, people talk about how it impacted them, impacted their community, so on and so forth. See, you have something that's even if it's not a revolutionary organization, something that reflects, that you can relate to, as opposed to something you chasing and fighting for some motherfuckers and shit that you like, what are you fighting for that for? You, there's no possibility of you being that's you. What the, you fighting for motherfuckers, goddamn, to be get this interest in the football team or this quarterback? What's the odds of you of the masses benefiting from that? I mean, help me out. See, I know guys who learned how to make up their bed because it was rules from the GDs and street organizations. I knew guys who didn't know how to read who learned words like subordinate from their literature. I know guys who learned about principles, you know what I'm saying, from the literature, the five principles, the stones. This is what we talk. See, and I know, and also, the Black Panther Party was an organization, you know what I'm saying, that determination. I know cats who say they couldn't even read, but through the depictions of the Black Panther Party newspaper, serving the people, you know what I'm saying? That's what Lenin said. It took people 20 years of learning ordinary times, revolutionary times, and learning 18 months. Excuse me. He said it would take people 20 years of learning ordinary times and learning 2 years in revolutionary times. And again, all these fake fights and false fights, what's the odds of you, I mean, you know what I'm saying? The closer you can get to it is tasting some chicken. The closer you can get to it is watching the game. It's ironic. I'm gonna see, hey, this is a comrade there. If you remember one time I pulled up and the guy had just come home. He lasted about 30 years. He lasted 40 years. And I said, hey, man, I know him. I was locked up when we was in the car. And he had just got out. And I reminded him, I said, I'll never forget, man. I'll never forget this guy. La la. I remember him because they had took me in, the case they had gave me. Every week they moved me, he said, man, they just had you on the news. You in Hampton. I said, what? And they moved me up the gallery. I see him again. He said, man, they just had you on the news. But I remember him one day coming down the gallery. And he says, he was locked about 30-some years. He asked his young cats, he said, hey, man, how y'all be looking at them girly magazines, the girls that y'all don't even know, no possibility y'all knowing. Y'all ain't got no woman that y'all know that can send y'all some pictures. He say, my mind can't work like that. It's no frame. He said that the guy pictures, that girl is so, he said, she is pretty, but it's no way, it's no connection. He said, how your mind even connect to that? And I said, like, even this stuff that people talk about in the struggle, like, what is it? How your mind, all this shit, oh, man, 50 motherfuckers dead in Chicago, she cut her record alone. What's that, you know what I'm saying? They put Asian Mubaka tours all through our community, flooding it. Oh, death every motherfucking day. Foreclosed, left and motherfucking right. You got an opportunity, they talking about taking the house of Chairman Fred Hampton. The motherfuckers want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, they got children going to school. Let's raise money to go see a fucking a movie with Condor. They got a fucking thing right now in Chicago. I meant to post that shit up. They got what these motherfuckers talking about, Wakanda comes to Chicago. They got all these motherfuckers talking about all this abstract-ass shit in Chicago. Ain't talking about nan death, nan police. Ain't no Laquan McDonald shit. No police killing motherfucker. No motherfucker probably police took a screwdriver to motherfucker ass. Nothing. So when you Google Chicago and Black Panther, you go to a motherfucking opium house. You getting high. As opposed to, you got a concrete motherfucking address, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, with the fucking dishes that Chairman Fred, leader of the largest chapter of the Black Panther Party, broke bread at. And you want to goddamn go to abstract world. If that's your thing, so be it. But we out here in fucking reality, dealing with the real world, y'all. I know we got on time now, y'all. We got moves to make. We got to hit this person Carvin. I got to hit Ogden Park. Got to go touch down everybody in the community. We got to move fast. Got to move organized, y'all. Y'all know about it. August 31st, y'all. We got them. As a chairman first, we moving fast. We organized. The chairman first street party. Meantime, 20 times. What's up, y'all? Via PayPal. Whatever support you can. We need resources to help us keep moving. We trying to get these shirts in. We trying to goddamn get people in town. If you know they with transportation, we collecting food. We got heavies coming in. Hey man, Minister of Conversation Pam Africa to recently released political prisoner Janine Africa. A cool jet. I told you that it's hey man, hold on, what's gonna happen? This shit, call them power. Bring all the major players in. Major motherfuckers, man. Hey, we call them motherfuckers in. We need air mattresses. You know what I'm saying? We need them. We need light blue and black paint. We need, you know what I'm saying? What else? You name it. We put the wood. We working, y'all. We working. So again, Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. Also, Save the Happen House. GoFundMe.com/Save the Happen House 50. Let's make it happen. Let's make history. Take history. Take history. Let's stop this court date before September 9th. Let's not let them take the Happen House, y'all. Lord, we said love and respect, y'all. Keep y'all heads up, eyes on fist clenched, y'all. Let me get that piece again to the comrade. Take us on out. We'll see the person carpenter.
Also, Arthur Parr.
We transportation. If y'all can donate resources and gas, transportation.
Right,
we need all that, y'all.
You're watching The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, we got some real chicken. Right, right, send the chicken money in.
We him outside, but still in my apologies. He's doing what he want to do, but here we go.
No problem, no problem. Correct. We're going to have some real chicken at the house now, so I was real. You know what I'm saying? Come on, you know what I'm saying? Come on, support that.
Right.